USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee will be holding its first public hearing on Wednesday to explore the framework in the U.S. Constitution to respond to allegations of possible impeachable misconduct against President Trump. As he leaves the White House this morning for the NATO summit in Europe, he told reporters he is not sending lawyers to the impeachment hearings because the investigation isn't valid.
Because the whole thing is a hoax. Everybody knows it. All you have to do is look at the words of the Ukrainian president that he just issued, and you know it's a hoax.
The Northeast is now getting its turn, seeing its first significant snowstorm of the season. Snow has started to fall across parts of the Northeast from Pennsylvania into New York and New England. And according to FlightAware, more than 1,200 air flights have been delayed because of it, and another 275 have been canceled. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The start of the holiday shopping season expected to set new records of almost $30 billion in sales. Today, Cyber Monday alone is expected to take in about $9.4 billion for retailers. Retail Metrics President Ken Perkins says there are still some deals to be found, not only online.
The brick-and-mortar retailers, a lot of the same deals are available, you know, whether it be a Target, a Macy's, and a Kohl's across the board, especially mall-based retailers, specialty apparel retailers like The Gap. But there are a handful of new deals being rolled out, particularly for exclusive online retailers only.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calling on China to honor its treaty with Hong Kong. While speaking at the University of Louisville this morning, Pompeo said China must uphold that 1997 treaty that allows Hong Kong to operate under a different system than the rest of the nation. He said protests in Hong Kong are a result of people fed up with a lack of freedoms. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. Postal Service holiday deadlines are approaching. The USPS is expanding its Sunday package delivery in high-volume areas to accommodate the holiday rush. The service estimates it will deliver 28 million packages a day from December 16th through the 20th. Deadlines are also approaching to make sure your packages get where they're supposed to be in time for Christmas Day. A proposed change to state rules in Texas could allow ex-cons to work in security jobs. People with a record of things like a single DWI offense or single counts of pot possession would be able to work as a security guard or a private detective, even a locksmith. The Department of Public Safety proposing the rule change in late October. The daughter of actress Lori Loughlin is returning to YouTube after her parents were charged in a massive college admission scandal. In a video titled Hi Again, Olivia Jade Giannulli told fans that she can't legally discuss details about her parents' situation. She is a social media influencer and says she's ready to move on, thanking her fans for patiently awaiting her return. And it's still unclear why Kid Rock was escorted off a stage in Nashville recently. He did reportedly verbally attack several TV personalities, including Oprah Winfrey and Joy Behar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.